Well, hello, this is Billy Brim, and I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, but it's so good to hear your voices again. I am in Fort Worth attending the Kenneth Copeland Southwest Believers Convention, and of course, week before last, we had our Daniel 3BI. It was wonderful, so anointed. Oh, my goodness, and God just blessed us and revealed things to us in these last days in which we're living. And I would think it would be good if you could join us when you can get that. But first you have to take the prerequisite course. You can sign up online for Rightly Dividing the Word. And then Daniel will be ready not too long from now. But you'll enjoy the classes. Bless the Lord. Then I was in the Champions for Christ. And we had one of the most It had to be virtual. We had 300 young people. Brother Copeland came and spoke to them live, and then it was put out virtually. But it was so spiritual, this meeting, and we had miracles. So praise the Lord. But this morning now we're coming to our prayer call for Israel. And if you have been alert at all to the media since yesterday, you know about the huge explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. Beirut was called at one time the Paris of the Middle East, and Lebanon itself was the Switzerland of the Middle East. But the PLO and Yasser Arafat and the civil war that they instigated with their terror group messed things up for most of Lebanon. And Hezbollah, which is an Iranian-backed terror group, very well organized, has used Beirut for many reasons, and they have stashed weapons all over. It's very, very interesting. I'll read you now from what I have found in the Jerusalem Post this morning. The Beirut explosion. Over 100 people have died. 4,000 were injured. I understand that the hospitals are not able to take any more people, even if they find them in the rubble. But the search is continuing after a massive explosion at a warehouse at Beirut's port shook Lebanon's capital Tuesday. The death toll, which is now 100, is expected to rise as dozens of people are still missing in rubble throughout the city. I just got a message from Tony that they're breaking up a little, but we've got I'm in a great hotel, supposed to be top-notch, so just have to stick with me if you're breaking up. It could be because he's in Omaha, Arkansas. I don't know. But anyway, as we were watching the explosion, and there have been many, you can see it, it's played over and over and over, because it started with a plume of smoke rising near the coastline, and then there was a large blast and a mushroom cloud. And the hospitals have been overwhelmed. Now, the cause, what is the cause of the explosion? The Lebanon's Supreme Council is blaming it over 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that has been stored for 6 years. They say, the Lebanese officials say, that they've been trying to get something done about it, and they could not. It seems a Russian-owned ship that sailed from Moldova came into port 6 years ago with this massive amount of ammonium nitrate. That is very, very explosive. It was what was used in the Murrah bombing in Oklahoma City, which was the first massive bombing. And that is what was used. They say that they have been warning that the ammonium nitrate there, if it was not moved, would blow up all of Beirut. Very interesting, because Nasrallah of the Hezbollah had threatened Israel a couple of years ago that he could send rockets into the Haifa port and blow up Israel. So the very thing he threatened has now happened in Lebanon. There is some question about whether or not this was an accidental thing, which it could have been. Israeli defense officials have denied that Israel was connected to the explosion, which came as the IDF was on high alert along the northern border in anticipation of a Hezbollah attack. One of the Likud ministers, Moshe Feiglin, he said that it was a gift from God. He said, "You don't really believe that this was some messy gas warehouse, do you?" He said, "This hell was supposed to fall on us as a rain of missiles." Feiglin compared the explosion to a nuclear bomb, saying that it looked similar to a mushroom cloud. I thought it did. He said, "I have been warning for years that the withdrawal from Lebanon and the new strategic balance against Hezbollah inserted Israel into a balance of terror that is equivalent to a nuclear bomb by the terrorist organization on our northern border." Folks, this is Billy Graham with just my opinion, but it was so wrong for the Israelis to give up a buffer zone they had in Lebanon. Even though their boys were often attacked, their soldiers were often even women too, but mostly men went into that area. It was a sad situation, and they would lose soldiers from time to time. But they literally turned it over to the Hezbollah, which, as you know, is a Shia terrorist organization sponsored and funded by Iran, housed in Lebanon. We often go and stand on that border and look right over into their houses where they have weapons stored. Hezbollah itself, who stores lots of things in the port and in other places in Lebanon, Hezbollah said there's no truth to the rumor that the explosion was caused by an Israeli strike on Hezbollah weapons at the port. Hezbollah operatives were seen at the port after the explosion. The Al Arabiya TV news channel claimed on Tuesday that the explosion occurred at a weapons depot belonging to the terrorist group. Whenever you see that there has been, and there have been a lot of them lately, in Iran and Syria, an explosion, it's oftentimes that the Israelis, they are not going to allow nuclear, and they are not going to allow the latest missiles and weaponry to come into Lebanon on their border. So they do. They blow things up. Now, whether they blew this up, I don't know. Here's a President Donald Trump's take. When asked about his depiction of the explosion at a White House briefing, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he had met with some U.S. generals who feel the blast was not, quote, some kind of a manufacturing explosion type of event. He told reporters that according to these unnamed generals, quote, they seem to think it was an attack. It was a bomb of some kind. It's hard to say. I don't know. But it's very interesting that these, it's like a straw that was ignited, a little straw, and threw it into a haystack, a dry haystack. Anything over there could start something off. So as we pray right now, we're going to pray in the spirit. Of course, there's another thing. The coronavirus. So, and their economy. And so now we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to divide our tongues and give us utterance for Israel. Another point is their government. Actually, the Likud and Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday voted opposite their own convictions in some bills that had been proposed to the Knesset. They did it to preserve the coalition, they said. Oh, dear ones. Dear, dear ones. Hallelujah. So many things. Oh, Father, in the name above all names. Only you, dear one, only you, dear Father, only you know. Only you know. Only you know concerning all the things we've mentioned. And so though we could sit here in our places, in our seats of authority, and we could say to you, Father, do this and Father, do that, we don't know what to say. But you have promised us. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, any man who speaks, any woman who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, for no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks the mysteries of God. And all of these fall under what is called in the Word of God the mystery of Israel. Oh, fratascende, kilimatonda, what a wonderful group we have today, Lord. So many, so many, so many. Ikolovronda, limorotashka, widely, widely. Kifronda la masanta, representative of the states of the United States of America. So here we are, and we come up to you. I know that our prayers enter right into you, Father. And ilumorata, you who give the kangalomitio, you who give the utterance. Understand the words. You understand. And we are praying what you want prayed. Of course, we do know to lift up the prime ministers and to lift up the ministers of the Knesset. And to lift up the heads of their Isha Namahalabara and the Nonombre military. Oh, Holy Father, and the doctors and the nurses, Ishanda, and those in the laboratories, those who are gathering Isha Namanya Metata. Lord, we've got to have your help. There's no answer to this. There's no answer. You said in your word that the people would come to look at Jerusalem's stones. And now, Father, the tourist industry has been so hard hit, Father. We pray down through our guides. We pray down through our drivers that we've had. Shene mahalabara malato te de balapa pavione mitanyo. E calabando se teniana halele niño ni malito tapalaki. Tambali, e palanonie, e palafita, ashalamanga, ashalati, keni kaka, keni kata, tore makala, tonieni, ishanamoka, 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 prostati, pele frata, italatombra, kakali. Ile le mando, franiene. I calamote, frignane. Oh, prasito totombre, ca fratiso nombre che le catatia. Ishantore, Father, we pray. Ishandolo mambra calacatonde, those Israeli doctors have gone to India to get Ishanamakambra, 20,000 specimens that they need. From those who have survived the coronavirus or those who have had it. Father, we just want to lift up right now any laboratory, any place that is searching for a vaccine. Oh, Father, you know the answer. Of course Jesus is the answer. Of course his blood is the answer. Of course we know, Holy Father, to every day take our inoculation of Psalm 91. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. But for all of mankind and for all of us as well, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you for an answer that would benefit people, that would help people to get well. Right now, folks, I want to draw your attention to a pastor. Actually, this lady and her husband co-pastor a wonderful church. I'm not going to give you her name right now. I don't know if she wants it out, but God knows her name. He knows who I'm thinking of right now. And we're asking peace for her husband. They're not elderly. They're middle-aged. And I want you to list them with me now. Holy Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua Minazareth, oh, Father, in the name above every name, I lift up this beautiful lady, beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside, and I am asking you today to help her grasp what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He took our sickness and he bore our pain. And I'm asking you, Father, to help her get hold of it. And in that, in lifting her up, I want to lift up and we want to lift up. And it's quite possible our prayers are going like looking like shooting stars, penetrating fast, quickly, going into the heavenlies, going into your bosom, Holy Father. And you sending out the answer to our beloved Jesus. And our beloved Jesus sending and for Prostata Macombra, putting heaven's economy, the angels, and all that heaven has in his command. Ilibraso to toward us and toward earth and toward this virus. Oh, this wickedness in Jesus' name, this wicked thing. Elevatoria macala calatino no bali tato che le maratison delle palacatato tu fuscete ca fratano combrete di macala barata son delle macala brate i frato scendete pahalate i che le meriato se dalla combrete di catajo tapra Ishtiano, I pray for this conference where I am, Lord, and the people who are gathered here. In the name above every name, I do thank you, dear God, that you have translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the dominion of darkness, has no dominion over us. In the name above every name, no coronavirus is coming near this Omni Hotel or near this Omni Convention Center. In the name above all names, we plead the blood of Jesus over every person. We plead the blood of Jesus over this Temakula Maratasha. And we join in the prayers that have been said here and that are offered up daily. Ishandolo macabre tishondobre kilinanyande isolabrate de kohubalatanya de kohubarata. And you know, from time to time now, it seems that we have the wicked weather to contend with. And we had this storm named Isaiah. And I saw in the news today that whipping winds from Tropical Storm Isaiah brought down trees, knocked out powers for millions along the East Coast, hurricane-strong gusts blasting atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire. At least six people have been killed. As Isaiah's poem spawned tornadoes and dumped rain along the East Coast after making landfall as a hurricane in North Carolina. It was called one of the most damaging storms the Northeast has ever experienced. And so for you folks in Delaware, New York City, Maryland, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, people have been killed. We lift you up. We lift you up. Ilambrasto papa, ishana makahambali toto toto dobrate, ishale mantambe kalikalahala brata for recovery from this thing. And then, of course, folks, we cannot, we must not. Ishoto lo bratasha. You know, there are some things, there are different kinds of prayer. I have a book called How You Can Pray in the End of Days. And in it, I explain the different kinds of prayer. They operate with different rules, like sports. They're all prayer. There's all kinds of sports, but you can't play basketball by football rules. You can't play baseball by soccer rules. So it's the same with prayer. There's the prayer of faith. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This works for you. This works for where you have your authority in your home. But when you go to pray for your next-door neighbor, you'll have to use a different kind of prayer. You'll have to use a supplication. You'll have to use an intercession. But for yourselves, you pray. The prayer goes into the Father. He never forgets it. It has no shelf life. And then you thank the Lord. My dear friend, Brother Dean Braxton, who's been to heaven, the Father never forgets it. And these prayers, like if you're praying for someone in your family to be born again, you could already go to heaven and that prayer still be working. That person will come to Jesus. But this is another kind of prayer. This is a prayer where you pray over it, let's say the elections, and then you you use your authority. You're going to use your authority in your own areas where you have authority, in your electorate, in your area. You use your authority. You keep the demons from having anything to do at the polls or anything to do. And then you use intercession, and you hover over it. Oh, Father, in the name above all names. Oh, Frati Santorgo Bractorgo Practico Tugusendile Malatia. I'm led right now to pray for the church, for the body of Christ, that they will vote. And they will vote. They will go out and they will vote their values. They will vote against the killing babies. They will vote against anarchy. Folks, I was in the Soviet Union. There is nothing good about socialism. Nothing, not one thing. And in the name above all names, Father, I pray for the minds. I pray for the minds of the body of Christ to think clearly. And to remember what socialism is like, what happened in Venezuela. That the blinders be off in the name above all names and that they vote. In their senatorial elections, in their representative elections, in the presidential elections, Father, in the name, and oh, Father, in the name above all names, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the number one thing we have to have the vote for is that the United States of America stand with Israel. Ishtidamanganga, therein lie the blessings. And after the gobrakatoto tombre hilibaton de limakalapapare to the gobrakata. And in cursing Israel, therein lie the cursings. Oh, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we pray, and Father, we need a Supreme Court. We need a Supreme Court that will not vote against biblical values, babies' lives saved, moral living. We know, Father, that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, but we also know in the name above every name that it is written, that we can hold back the Antichrist, hold him back until we leave here. And, Father, I pray for correct doctrine, right doctrine,
Ishalamohulambata, concern your soon coming, concerning the breath, the pokamarata, the rapture, dear Lord. Ilibrato shandolo macambre, kelekalatombre, kelekatange de cohujete. Ilibrato soprete de macalacalatino, no cohobalatino, no nombre, kelekadambre, kelekadashke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you to pray. Pray for me. Pray for me as I am preparing for the teaching, which we're ready to do at the end of August. We already have the class, I think it's for as far as those who can come in, I think it's pretty close to being filled. And the book of Revelation. God has so much in that book for us. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, I pray, to receive and to teach and help all of us to learn, the students and me, what you would say to the church. Over and over in that book you say that we should hear what the Spirit is saying to the body of Christ, to the individuals, to the congregations. Oh, Lord, help us here. Many things are happening in the administration of Migdalar Bell right now. We're working on things, getting Ola Maratashan, Dalaprakalas and things. Isoprakalatanja, and I have barely been able to give attention to it because of my attention so much to the book of Daniel. But I want to lift right now and get you to lift with me in prayer. God's project, God's will, God's door opening for the Migdalar Bell project. Lord, I'm asking you to lay these various things upon the hearts of these intercessors. Of course, all of them praying for Israel. The pastor's wife and others suffering from corona. The answer to corona. Israel's precarious security. What's happening in that area. The economy of Israel, the United States. Holy Father, we need your, Paul said, pray for me that I might have utterance. We pray for ourselves that we might have utterance when we pray, primarily, utterance when we speak, utterance, Lord, utterance, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for this meeting right here in the name above all names. How we do love you, how we do adore you, how we do praise you. And I pray for this meeting, this prayer meeting that we've just had here, and every person who prayed. Oh, God, make your presence known to them today. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen and amen. And to each of you, Shalom, shalom.